Tyler was diagnosed with autism when he was 1.5, and Reese a little bit later. But they're not just autistic; they would be mentally disabled in age as well. Reese also has a kidney failure, which is a huge thing because he'll have to get an operation, a transplant when he's older. But at the moment, he needs that one-on-one intervention to look out for special needs that he needs apart from autism. With the kidney failure. So his teachers were trained in this, but now his teachers are gone. Well, me at the moment, I've had to give up work just recently to stay at home and help my wife mind their children, because as they get older, they just are getting a lot harder to look after. So autism is it affects the children probably worse as they get older if it's not treated early. But we were lucky we got them in early. A lot of children don't get caught till they're 4 or 5. We were lucky we got them in when they were 1.5 to 2. And lucky, but we were, St. Catherine's were the ones that done it for us, so they're just an amazing service. We lost without them.
You sound weary.
Very weary, very tired. We're very scared at the moment. We're very unsure of what we're going to go back to in 2 weeks' time, but it's just frightening for us and frightening for the kids. Very frustrating, not knowing what's going to happen.
Would you like politicians to walk in your shoes?
I would. I'd like them to spend a day in our house and see how they'd get on looking after my children. I don't think they'd last the day, to be honest. Probably because not a lot of people are aware of autism, which is sad, because it's not a... It starts from just having learning difficulties up to it's a spectrum. They can have severe autism or they can just have learning difficulties. At the moment, the Air Twins would be at the top range of autism. So, and when you're cutting the staff, it's just one horrible thing to do for these kids, because it's just, they need this early intervention at 3 years old. If they don't get it, they don't really have a chance of going to mainstream school when they're 6. So, we don't know what we're going to do now.
I never understood myself as a mother what autism was. I still find it hard to understand. It's a tricky one to actually get your head around it. I'm only learning from my children what their needs are. They can't speak, so it's all down to pictures, sign language, or the noise they make. But I'm the mother, I know what they want by their communication with me, but it's still very, very tough. And I don't think people out there realise how hard it is for a child not to communicate and for a mother not to know what your child needs, especially when they're sick. They're sick every 2 weeks because they were premature by 2 months. They're very small born and they spend a lot of time in hospital, so their immune systems aren't great neither, so they can't tell you when they're sick. So it's very, very hard, very hard for a 3-year-old. So we need now for them to get out there, for their teachers to get the one-to-one, to let these children have some kind of future, normal life, because the community, they just can't speak and they need the one-to-one. And I personally, as a mother, can't sit down 24 hours a day and give them that one-to-one attention either. It just doesn't happen when you have other children in the house as well, and a sick child that needs attention with medication through the day as well. So
you've spoken very highly of the teachers.
Yeah.
What was it that you think that they gave the children that you weren't able to give them?
They can give them the attention that I can't give as a mother being here on my own. My husband used to work 60 hours a week, mostly nights, and now he has had to give up his job to help me, because it's just, you'd need to be a robot to do what one person has to do on their own with 2 sick children. So the teachers just give them one-to-one. They have pictures if the kids like yogurts, or if they need a juice, or if they need a biscuit, or if they need their nappy changed, the pictures, and the children will show them what they need. They can sit, and my children can't kick a ball very well. They can't build bricks around with their hands yet. Their motor skills are very bad as well. They don't know how to feed themselves. They don't know how to drink out of a cup. They don't know how to sit on chairs without falling and hurting themselves. They still, when they go on the bat at night, they can't sit in the bat without being in chairs, strapped in, sitting in the bat. They're not able. Their brain is not telling their body they should sit up or don't go under the water. They don't understand. So they're hard working. The teachers give them, I'd say, the 4 hours they do in school. It's just great for them. They need that one-to-one to bring them on to understand. And then when they come home, please God, one day they might say, "Mammy, can I have a drink or can I have a biscuit?" Which would be great, you know, but it's not happening yet. Isn't it? Hopefully it'll happen trying for to, them.
I was going to say, even at a personal level, trying to hold it together.
Yeah, I don't think people really understand. Even if you've someone out there that has a child that's sick with a sore throat, a normal child, and your heart goes out to them. You hate to see sick children. I've been in Crumlin loads of times with my son, Reese. He needs a transplant. And to see all, even the sick children in there, lying there, the mothers and fathers are the heroes of all this. They really are. And somebody out there that has a good heart needs to realise how important it is for these children to have this schooling. It's really, really important. It's going to end up like a creche, probably. I don't know. They're going to be left in the background, and they don't deserve that. Nobody child deserves that.
And listen, where is it at the moment as we speak?
The school. It's just up in Avalon.
No, but as we speak, where are you at the moment in terms
of... We don't know. We know nothing now until after the Easter holiday. We know nothing. We don't know who's going to be looking after the kids. We don't know who's going to be teaching them. We don't know even... No one has answers. Nobody has answers for us. And it's so hard because when they go back on Monday after Easter, their teachers aren't going to be there. They're going to be shocked to not see their teachers because it takes a lot for our children to trust anybody. Them teachers are like their second mother to them. They ran to them in the mornings when they seen them, gave them a kiss when they were going home. And I trusted leaving them with them because I knew they were being loved as well as being educated and looked after. But now I don't know, and I don't know which way my children are going to react when they go back to school to see their teachers have gone.
And have you been offered anything?
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I do know one of the teachers that were the SNAs were looking after, Reese and Tyler. I was having a talk with her and she said she was going to go mobile out on her own into families, you know, to help children. But we can't afford that, you know, so that's not going to happen in our family. You know, we wish we could. We'd give them the best education they can get, but it's not going to happen. So we need somebody to open up their hearts and their eyes and listen and see what's going on and what these children need. There's only so much you can take as a human being.
Do you feel it yourself?
Oh yeah, God yeah. I'm only 38 and I think I've aged 10 years since all this has happened. It's not a life. You know, you need a light at the end of the tunnel. And I had got one, you know, when we went into St. Catherine's. I was thinking positive for the kids and I seen them progress. And I was saying, this is great. And I seen my eldest 8-year-old settling back into school well. But things are all pear-shaped now. So we don't know what's going to happen now. We're back to square one.